This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blue Demon Baseball on the air. South Central Conference Baseball. Clark and Albia going at it here on the road today. This doubleheader, first game of our doubleheader, one inning in the books, and Albia finds itself out in front 1-0 here as we enter into the top of this second inning. And the South Central Conference battle between two teams that are trying to fight for the bottom two places in this conference standing. We'll get the starting lineups for both ball clubs here in just a moment as the Blue Demons come to bat for the second time this evening. Got one in the top half of the first inning, and we're able to hold on to that 1-0 lead here as we go to the top of the second inning. Austin Summers will stand in. He's on the mound tonight for the Blue Demons here in this first game of our doubleheader. Lampe on the mound for the Indians, Mitch Lampe, a junior. Looks like a really good athlete. We faced him up in Albia, if I'm not mistaken, the last time. Austin Summers get things going here, top of the second inning, just underway here. We'll have a full night of baseball. Here's a line shot between the shortstop and the third baseman. That'll go into left field. That'll be a single for Austin Summers, lead off this second inning. That'll bring up his cousin, Christian Summers. And Christian is celebrating his 18th birthday today. A little fact that only a dad would know. So, see if we can get a little birthday luck here. Yu Sinclair will come in and run for Austin Summers, the pitcher, courtesy runner. Lampe brings a delivery, curveball that hangs upstairs, and that'll be ball one. 1-0 the count here. Just underway, second inning. Glad to have you along on this beautiful, wow, what a nice evening we have here, a beautiful ballpark, and they're looking like they're doing some work around here. So the Indians have a lot to be proud of at their ballpark. Here's a pop fly on the infield. Pitcher calling for it. Lampe comes underneath it, and he'll gather it up for the first out of the inning, one away. I'll bring up Vic Sanders. Vic getting the start in left field tonight. Bats left-handed. Sophomore, long, lanky sophomore. I'll be in their pinstripe white pants. Blue jerseys, red Albia lettering across the front of their jerseys. Here comes the first offering to Sanders on the outside corner, called strike one. Yu Sinclair in running for Austin Summers, who led the inning off with a single. Sinclair gets a short lead over at first, looked back by Lampe. Right-handed pitcher brings the delivery. Here's a fastball. This one hangs just a bit outside, ball one. 1-1 the count here. Again tonight, we'll have updates all night long. Big contest going on over in Sheraton as the Chargers tried to handle. Here's a pass ball that is going to get to the backstop, and Yu Sinclair will get down to second base. Backstop here, a little closer than most of the ball diamonds you'll see around the league. High fence around the outside, and get the dimensions here in just a second from my buddy who's cursorily let me up here in the broadcast booth and sharing some space with me. Got a nice, you know, this is a nice space to work with. Nice looking ballpark. See the football field out behind the center field fence. Here's fastball. This one hangs upstairs. I believe that moves the count to 3-1. 3-1 here. Vic Sanders at the plate. Albia out in front, 1-0. Yu Sinclair down second base, running for Austin Summers, who led things off this second inning with a single. Here comes the 3-1 offering. This one stays upstairs, and that'll be a base on balls for Vic Sanders. And that'll put runners at first and second. One away here, and Austin O'Leary to stand in. The second baseman will come up, hitting the ball solid all season long, batting over 400 on the year. The 9 batter batting 400. It's a rarity you'll see. Sanders gets a nice lead there at first base, as he's not going to be held on. Of course, they're wanting to keep the force on the third base side. Sinclair gets a short lead, takes an extra step. Lampe brings the delivery. This one stays upstairs. That is ball two, 2-0 here. And that'll bring out the coach. I believe this is Cameron Wendt. He'll come out and talk to his hurler on the mound. A good call. The coach right here in this spot struggled a little bit to get the ball across the plate. Need to regather yourself. He'll go out and talk to his junior pitcher. All right, let's find out. What's your name while you're up here?
Paul Henry.
Paul Henry, who will be doing the PA work. You'll hear him in the background. And the great music that we'll get between innings. He is in control of the mic and the music. Paul, real quick, throw the headset on. We'll talk to you, buddy. Paul, you've become one of the voices of Indian sports. You get to do a track and baseball, and talk a little bit about that and what that means to you.
It means a lot. I mean, I'm really proud of being a Clark Indian. I went to school here all, you know, through all high school. I've lived in Osceola all my life. So, I mean, it's just fun to get out here and watch the games and get the teams revved up and everything. So,
well, you do a good job on the mic, and that builds a little bit of a drama to it. Had the kids hear their name mentioned, and a little excitement to it. It makes it fun for them as well.
Oh yeah.
Well, we had a conversation with the pitcher. He's back on the mound. 2-1 here. He's got a strike, and I'm going to get Paul in trouble. Here's a blooper right behind the second base bag, and coming in, the ball kind of got caught up there in the wind. The shortstop comes in and makes the second out of the inning. I do not want to get you in trouble, but what's the dimensions down the field here?
I don't have no idea.
Well, you could have made up anything. This is radio. We're going to go 400 on each side and about 475 dead center.
We're off
probably by 100, 200 feet, but but you won't know the difference if you're listening back in Albion. Hey, Paul, nice to visit with you. We're going to get between games, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks.
Paul Henry running the scoreboard up here and the PA system. And got a great voice to help bring some excitement to the atmosphere of these ball games. Runners at first and second, two away. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Blue Demons. Here's a fastball, swing and a miss. Hunter Hastings at the plate. Hastings having an outstanding senior season. He'll likely be on the mound the second game. Austin Summers getting the start here in this first one. Here comes the next offering. Fouled off and back to the backstop, and that'll move the count to 0-2. Two down, two runners on. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Blue Demons. Well, the wind looks to be blowing a little bit out of the north and out of the east, or west, that is. Here's a curveball down the dirt. Gets by the catcher. This one's rolling back to the backstop. That'll move the runners ahead to both runners now advance to second and third. Lampe will walk back out, regather himself here. 1-2 count here. Hunter Hastings with a chance to help his teammates out and expand this 1-0 lead here. Just underway. First game of our doubleheader tonight. Here comes the 1-2 offering. Fouled up, and this one will hook and go out of play here. But again, I want to remind you that Sheraton and Davis County are in a big doubleheader tonight. And I believe this one is over in Sheraton. And so we're going to keep you updated with that. Behind us is the softball diamond, and Sheraton's in town here tonight playing the Indians on the softball diamond. So we'll try to catch up with all those games. Here's a shot towards the line, shot towards the shortstop. He's right there to make the grab for out number three. The Blue Demons make some noise, but they leave a couple of runners stranded, and we'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. I'll be out in front 1-0 when we return. Back to Blue Demon Baseball after this timeout.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elvia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bottom of the second we go. 1-0 Blue Demons as we just get on our way here. We're going to have a full night of baseball action for you. Clark and Albion, the South Central Conference tussle. This is the extended battle on 34. This is 20 miles over, 25 miles over from Sheraton. Austin Summers on the mound. First pitch offered to the designated hitter, Blanchard. Matt Blanchard, a sophomore, getting some great at-bats here, opportunities as a sophomore. Here's a pitch down low in the dirt. That's ball two. 2-0 the count here. Defensively for the Blue Demons, let's take a look around the defensive alignments here. Of course, on the mound, Austin Summers behind the plate. Tonight for the Blue Demons is Gabe Gravert. Here's a swing, and I think he may have got a piece of it, but nonetheless, that's going to be a foul ball, strike one. 2-1 the count here. Gabe Gravert doing the catching. Over at first base, Austin Luce. Austin O'Leary at second. Ethan Gray at short. Here's another foul ball. That'll move the count to 2-2. Nobody out, just underway here in the bottom half of this second inning. I'll be out in front, 1-0. Over at third base, Christian Summers. In left field, Vic Sanders. Dead center, Hunter Hastings, and in right field, Griffin Osing getting the start for the boys in blue. 2-2 count here. Nobody out, just underway, bottom of the second inning. Summers gives a stare down to his catcher, getting the sign. He'll wind it up and send it home, and here's a fastball. The outside three for the first out of the inning. So one away here as we just get underway in the second inning. And that'll bring up the right fielder. Number 14, that's Jacob Redmond. One away here. First pitch is a ball to Redmond. Another sophomore. Looks like a pretty young ball club here. One, two, three, four, five seniors. Several sophomores. Here's a fastball, and this one stays upstairs and outside, and that'll move the count to 2-0. Redmond, the right fielder at the plate, right-handed batter. The Indians in their white, solid white pants and top with the stripe on each side of the pants. Here's a shot towards third base. Summers comes up with the long throw to first. One hopped, and the throw just a little bit wide. Luce came up with a stop, but couldn't control it. And that will go, I believe, as an error on the third baseman. Christian made a great stop over there at third, but a long, long throw. And one hopped it, and that'll allow the runner to get on to first base. One down here, and that'll bring up the shortstop, Colin Morris. Morris, another right-handed batter at the plate. Runner at first. Here's a curveball that gets in there, strike one. One away here, bottom of the second inning. Albie out in front, 1-0. Austin Summers getting the nod in this first game on the mound. Here's a blooper behind first base, hooking in. That one will sail out of play and move the count to 0-2. Boy, the sun absolutely bright here and beautiful. And tonight, without that humidity and the deep heat that we've had the last several days, this makes it a beautiful night for some Blue Demon and South Central Conference baseball. Here's a pitch upstairs outside. That'll move the count to 1-2. One away, bottom of the second inning. Summers looks back at the runner, tries to hold him on. We'll bring the offering. Fastball that gets by the catcher. Graver goes back to the backstop, and that'll advance Redmond down to second base. So the depth of the as I had mentioned earlier, the depth of the backstop, probably one of the shorter distances in, from the plate to the backstop. But we've already seen three or four pass balls tonight that have allowed the runners to advance. All right, back to action here. 2-2 count. One away. 1-0 Albia. Runner at second base. Here's a change up, and that catches the inside corner, and that will be a called strike three, and that'll be the second out of the inning. And that'll send the second baseman up to the plate. That's Bailey. Toby Bailey. Bailey, one of the seniors on this Indian team. Two gone here, one runner on. The first pitch to Bailey, outside, ball one. 1-0 Albia. Little breeze in here tonight. Here's another pass ball, and that'll send Redmond down to third base. Looking for a flagpole. My directions are not so good. I know we're facing the west. I can verify that. Unless we're so far east that the sun is now east of us. Until the sun sets in the east, we are facing the west. Here's a fastball. This one called strike. 2-1 the count. But the wind, I think, kind of facing, coming in on the field. Here's a pitch that goes down in the dirt, and that'll move the count to 3-1. Redmond down to third base. He's got 90 feet to tie this thing up. Albie would like to get out of this bottom half of the second inning, still with the lead. Austin Summers brings a fastball, swinging a miss in the dirt, and that'll move the count to full. Full count here. Two outs. And Austin Summers, the big right-hander, brings it. Fastball that's checked. And did he go? No. And that'll be a base on balls. That was a tough one to lay off there. Bailey was able to hold back, and he'll pick up the base on balls. That'll bring up the left fielder, May. That'll be David May standing in. May, another one of the seniors on this team. We've got runners at the corners. Here's a fastball. This one stays upstairs. That'll be ball one. An air and a walk. And now you've got two runners on each side of the diamond. Runner first and third. Bailey gets a lead over at first base. Held on by Luce. Here comes a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Strike one. 1-0 ball game. The Blue Demons out in front here. We'll try to get you updated with the score from Sheraton on the Davis County Sheraton game. Sheraton 51 or not Sheraton, but Davis County 51 straight wins on the season, and that'll be under contest tonight as the Chargers. We've got a great team over there. Look to try to knock off the Mustangs. Bailey goes down to second on the defensive indifference. 1-2 count here. Summers looks back the runner, third, holds him there. Brings the pitch, a ground ball towards short. One hop, the Gray. Gray over the first, and that'll be the third out of the inning. 6-3 put off, or put out for the third out, and Albie will go to the top of this third inning with a 1-0 lead when we come back. Back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
The Bob Reed Memorial Tractor Show is this Saturday in downtown Albia. Registration is 8-1. The entry fee just $15. Awards and cash drawings at 2 o'clock. The show will be held rain or shine. Show sponsors include Neva's Noodles, Albia Country Club, Ideal Ready Mix, McGee Roofing, Crawl Pioneer Seed Company, B&B Equipment, Dean and Julie Bettis, Lovestone Construction, Star Civic Law Firm, and the Monroe Care Center. That's the Bob Reed Memorial Tractor Show this Saturday, June 23rd in downtown Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Top of the third we go. You hear a little ZZ Top in the background there. Paul Henry running the mic over here in the PA box. Making it lively and fun here for the kids and for the spectators. Hope we're doing the same for you back in Southern Iowa on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday night. And hopefully we can bring you a W. Now, Paul's probably wanting something a little different as he's probably rooting for the Indians, but I'm hoping I can bring a couple of W's home for the Blue Demons. Ethan Gray to lead things off this third inning. Lampy brings the high fastball upstairs. Ball one. Ethan, left-handed batter. Several lefties in this Albia lineup. Just a junior. Here's a pitch upstairs, and that is ball number two. 2-0 the count here. 1-0 Albia. Got their run in the top half of the first inning. Last inning left a couple of runners stranded. Here comes the 2-0 offering. This one called strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Lampy. And the windup brings the offering. This one stays upstairs and outside. That'll move the count to 3-1. Hitter's pitch right here. 3-1. Lampy obviously going to bring something over the heart of the plate. Here's a 3-1 offering. This one will stay upstairs, and that will be a leadoff walk for the Blue Demons. Ethan Gray picks up the walk. That'll bring up our catcher, Gabe Gravert. Some changes in the batting alignment tonight for the Blue Demons. Gabe been hitting in the mid-300s all year. Great contact hitter and another lefty. Lampy looks back, Gray. Gray will hustle right back to the bag and get in there. Yeah, he's had his share of running woes this season. Here's a ground ball towards the second base side, and that'll go in there, and the pitcher and the second baseman giving chase, and Gravert will beat the play out, and that'll be an infield single for Gravert, advancing Gray. 1-0 Davis County. That just coming in. Scotty, can you give me back in the ear what inning we're in over in Sheraton? Final for the game one. Okay, so Davis County does get the first game 1-0. Wow, I'll tell you what. Sure. 4-0, second inning in the game two. Davis County out in front of Sheraton. But Albie and Sheraton have given Davis County. Albie has had 3 one-run games with them, and it looks like now 3 games by Sheraton that Davis County is able to get by and win by 2 runs or less. So Davis County, a great team, no doubt about it. Some really good baseball being played in the South Central Conference. 0-2 count here. Austin loses the plate. Runners at first and second. Here comes the 0-2 curveball, and it did hit him. Grazed him, and that'll load the bases up. Bases loaded for Griffin Osing. Osing with the 3 home runs on the season. Chance here to help his teammates out here. Runners all around the inside of the diamond. Right fielder Griffin Osing stands in. Lampy looks back the runner at third, brings the offering, and it's a swing and a miss. That ball gets by the catcher high up off the backstop, and that will allow Ethan Gray to score and move the runners ahead. So one run across here takes the force off. Griffin chased one in the dirt, but it took a bounce right off the plate. Catcher really couldn't get to that one at all. That was a difficult one to get in front of. Bounced right off the front of the plate in the air and all the backstop. Next offering, this one hangs outside, and that'll be ball one. Glad to have you along on this beautifully sun-drenched summer evening. Second night of summer. I want to hold on to it. Here's a ground ball towards short. One hops, gets through the shortstop. On his way home is Gravert. On the way around third base is Austin Luce. He'll hold up there, and that'll be a single by Osing. Scoring 1 run out. He's got 2 across here. Now runners at the corner, and that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin with a couple of home runs himself. We don't know the dimensions on the field, but we do know that that fence is pretty darn tall. Paul says it needs to be shorter. Paul will wait till the hit and then decide if it should be shorter or not. Depends on who's batting, Paul, whether or not I want shorter or taller. Austin Summer stands in, runners at the corners. 3-0 Blue Demons, top of the third inning. Nobody out, Lampe. Brings the offering, this one inside, and that will send the runner down to second base. He's in there. Austin Luce holds up at third. Catcher came up pretty quick. Was a little surprised he threw it down there, but it was on a dime. I think Luce was expecting a cutoff, and he had to hold up third. Runners at second and third. Here comes the next offering to Austin Summers. This one a called strike. Going over that outside corner. Lampy's out of the stretch. Brings a pitch and leads this one upstairs, and that'll move the count to 2-1. That'll be with an opportunity to have a big inning here. Here comes a 2-1 offering. Summers looks at a call strike. A little bit of an elevated strike zone tonight. Very consistent. But this home plate umpire will give a little bit expanded to strike zone. I like to see that. Here's a swing and a miss. It gets by the catcher. That one's going to go back to the backstop. That will be recorded as a strikeout, but it will not be recorded as an out. And that will score Austin Luce, sending Osing to third base. And then Austin Summers able to get down to first, and he'll have a courtesy runner in. Now, that is a tough one as a pitcher. you get the strikeout, and it happens to be. And it was a pretty good curveball. Difficult for the catcher to handle. Obviously, it was difficult for Summers to handle at the plate. That'll bring up Christian Summers. He's 0-for-1 tonight. Runners at the corner. Hugh Sinclair comes in to run. Sinclair over at first, Luce at third. Here's a fastball. Gets by the catcher. Swing and a miss by Summers. And that will score Griffin Osing. I had Luce over at third, but that was Osing that scored. Four runs across here for the Blue Demons, 5-0. Hugh Sinclair down at second base. Christian getting a little help from the home plate umpire, telling him, you got to get back on those, son. You can't stand there in the batter's box and got to get out of the way. 0-1 pitch here. This one upstairs, and catcher not able to hold on to it, but does gobble it up, gets it back to his pitcher. Hugh Sinclair down at second base. You with the Jets for wheels, he'll be looking to score on a single. Here comes a fastball. Christian bounces it up, and it'll roll back to the backstop. Able to get the piece of it. He's going to get tired of me talking about his 18th birthday, but I'm sure he'd like to have a little birthday single right about now. Here comes the 1-2. Curveball, chopper towards third base. Over there, screeching down. One hands it and assisted over to the third baseman, Coach Cagle. Yeah, if only instruction I give is you want to make sure you slide and get your body in front of that coach. I'll talk to him after the game. I'm sure he'll appreciate my on-air comments. 1-2 count here, Austin, or Christian Summers at the plate. Here's a foul ball. Stays alive. Backing up over the backstop. Yeah, I'll be with the four-run inning in this top half of the third inning. Nobody out. A chance to add to this lead. Sinclair gets the lead at second base. Second baseman walks behind. Here comes a curveball left upstairs, and that'll be ball two. Christian Summers at the plate. Hugh Sinclair being held on at second. Here comes Lampy's offering. Fastball and the swing and a miss. That's strike three. Not the kind of birthday present I think he was looking for. But nonetheless, he'll go back, regather, and one away here for the Blue Demons in this top half of the third inning. 5-0. Albia with a big third inning here. You just heard that. Vic Sanders stands in for the Blue Demons. Hear that deep voice the background. That's not that is Paul Henry coming over the PA system. Vic Sanders at the plate. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Gets by the catcher. That'll send Hugh Sinclair down to third. The catcher did a good job of keeping that in front of him. But the ball was squirmed away, and Sinclair able to get down to third base. Sanders reached last time on a walk. Left-handed batter. Here comes a pitch from Lampe down the low and outside. That's going to move the count to 3-0. Vic looking to pick up another walk opportunity here. Lampe looks back the runner, brings the 3-0 pitch. This one catches the outside corner, strike one. Right where you want to be as a batter, you look for a fastball. Although Lampe's only 3-1 pitches, he's throwing a few curveballs in there, and he throws one there. This one is a ball. Hangs upstairs. Ball four. Now, earlier, the Lampe would have got that pitch. That was not too far off from the strike zone we've seen tonight. Runners at the corner once again, and Austin O'Leary will stand in. Albie with four runs across here. Top of the third inning, 5-0 Blue Demons. Second baseman O'Leary, batting the mid-400s. Consistently making contact. Let's see if he can get one to play here and score one of his teammates. Here's a pitch upstairs, ball one. Sanders gets a big lead over first. Hugh Sinclair running for Austin Summers. Austin reached on an air. Struck out. Ball got by the catcher and was able to get down to first base. Here's a fastball. Lampe puts by Austin O'Leary, and that'll move the count to 1-1. One count. O'Leary looks out at the pitcher. Lampe looks at the runners. He'll bring the offering, this one upstairs, and that'll send Vic Sanders down to second. Cut up by the shortstop on the throw down to second. Holds the runner at third. So runners now, second and third, one away. Top of the third inning, four runs across, and Austin O'Leary with a chance to hit a couple of his teammates in. Lampe'd like to stop this right here. Here's his fastball, fouled up and out of back to the backstop. That'll move the count to 2-2. Mitch Lampe, Jr., on the mound. Brings a 2-2 offering. This one will stay upstairs, and that'll move the count to full. Here's a throwback to the third. Sinclair gets back in there. Catcher thought he might catch him falling asleep. You did a good job of hustling back. Runners at second and third, one away. Here comes the full count pitch, and that one will be ball four to Austin O'Leary, and that'll load the bases up for the senior, Hunter Hastings. Ninth batter to come to the plate here in this third inning. Hunter, one of the more versatile players on this Blue Demon team, probably one of the more versatile players you're going to find in the entire conference. Outstanding center fielder. Solid pitcher, can play catcher, short, you name it. Hunter has played it over the years. He's got bases loaded, and Lampe. Out of the stretch, throws a curveball. This one hangs over that outside corner, strike one. Lampe not afraid to throw that curveball. He's been pretty consistent with it. Here comes the 1-0. Here's a line shot up the middle. That's going to score one run. Sanders around third, and he'll be held up as the center fielder comes up throwing. No hesitation in the center fielder, and that will only allow one Albie run, but a RBI single for the senior center fielder, Hunter Hastings. Bases will stay loaded here, and that'll bring up Ethan Gray, his second time at the plate this inning. Foul ball up, and it hooks and goes out of play over here near the dugouts. 6-3 ball game. Albie with a big third inning with only one away. Bases are loaded here for Ethan Gray. Lampe brings one to the lefty. Gray, a little ground ball, slow roller to the second baseman. Picks it up, tries to go to second, and does get the force out at second base. But that will allow one more run to score as Vic Sanders comes in. That on the fielder's choice. Gray will be over at first base. And O'Leary now at third. So runners on the corner. Gabe Bravert will stand in. Gabe reached on an infield single. His first time up to bat this inning. Six runs across here. 7-0 Albia. Two away. Top of the third inning. Runners at the corner. There's a fastball. Gravert loops one up behind the shortstop. That falls in. It'll be an RBI single. Gray will have to hold a second. But Gabe Gravert with his second hit of the inning. And Albia now has an 8-0 lead. 7 runs across here. A big third inning for the Blue Demons. And Austin Luce will come up once again. Austin got hit by a pitch. His first time at bat in this inning. Runners at first and second. Here comes Lampy's pitch. Curveball, that one right down the heart of the plate. That broke right in there for a strike. 0-1 the count here. Again, Sheraton fans, your Chargers played another tough game against the Mustangs from Davis County. They lost the first game in their doubleheader tonight. They get things started a little earlier. I think they got underway at 4 o'clock, but Davis County got the first game 1-0. In the second game, it was 4-0 at our last update. We'll try to keep you updated on the second game as well. 0-2 count here. Austin Luce at the plate. Here's a ground ball wide to third. Hits off the bag. Bounces into left field. That's a fair ball. Ethan Gray on his way to score. And that'll be another RBI single for Austin Luce. That one went right off that third base bag. Bounced high up in the air out into left field. Left fielder got over there in a hurry. Didn't allow anything more than a single. But now runners at first and second. Got a timeout here. And I think we're going to have a pitching change by head coach Cameron Wendt. And we are. We'll have a pitching change. We'll come back here. 8 runs across for the Blue Demons in this top of the third inning. Can the rally stay alive here? We'll find out when we come back. Back to Blue Demon Baseball. 9-0 Albia when we come back.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, they've got a super buy on Nature Grain bagels. 6 to a package, just $1.99. Fresh avocados, 99 cents each. Sure fresh beef summer sausage or brunch wagger chunks. 10 to 16-ounce packages are 2 for $5. You can save today and every day at Jim and Charlie's. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on North Clinton in Albia.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Big third inning for the Blue Demons. Albia's got 8 runs across. We've got a change in the mound. Second baseman Toby Bailey will go to the mound, and that will send Lampy over to second base. A little change there. Albia with a big third inning. A chance here to keep on adding on. Can never get enough runs when you're playing South Central Conference baseball. One of the tougher conferences. It really allows these teams to... Iron sharpens iron. And you see that with Davis County. Boy, the close games they've been getting out of their South Central Conference matchups with Eddyville, Blakesburg, Albia, Sheraton, Centerville. Boy, I'll tell you what, folks, this is as exciting as you're going to get. The Indians trying to hold their own right here. Toby Bailey on the mound now for the Indians. Bailey, a senior, and he'll face his first batter. That will be Griffin Osing. Runners at first and second. Osing picked up a walk his first time at bat in this inning. This is the 13th batter to reach the plate. 8 runs across. Runners at second and first. Bailey's first offering was a strike. Here's a curveball. This one, boy, that was a nasty curveball. Change of pace right there. That's not even fair. And that pitch is going to be outlawed. Griffin shook his head. Sometimes you just tip your hat to the other guy because that was one that difficult to catch up. But here's a high pop fly down the left field line, hooking and staying foul and out of play. Held up there a little bit. Griff got tomahawked on that one. And that will move the count to 0-2 here. Now you want to watch about that nasty curveball once again. He's going to bring the cheese. Griffin, quick hands, going to have to stay back. 0-2 pitch. Here gets into one, sends it down to left field line. This one's going to hook and stay foul. So we'll keep this thing at 0-2. Austin Lewis, he's down at first base. Running down second. I think it's Ethan Gray. Here comes the next offering. This one down low, ground ball towards third, and this one will hook and go foul. Third baseman right there, they gobbled it up, but in foul territory. 0-2, two down, top of the third inning, 8 runs across for the Blue Demons. I will get a scoring update from the Sheraton and Indians softball game. Here's a pop fly. This one hooking towards the dugout. Third baseman over there as he watches it land out of play. Here's an update on the bottom of the third inning and the second game over at Sheraton and Davis County, which had a 4-0 lead, now has seen the Chargers come back and trim that lead down to 4-2. Davis County got the first game of the doubleheader tonight over in Sheraton. They get that one 1-0, and they move their win streak to 52 straight games. And I'm sure the Chargers would like to see that streak ended right there in Sheraton. Here comes the 0-2 offering. Osing, line shot, left field. That ball has a chance. Kiss that one goodbye. That'll be a walk around the bases for Griffin Osing, and that'll be a 3-run shot. Griffin stayed back on that. And really plowed into it, and the strong right-handed batter took that one over the left field wall. And he will be greeted at home by his teammates as he takes an extended journey around the bases at a slow pace. But he's enjoying every step around those bases. And he'll step on home plate, and that'll be a 3-run shot, 3-run home run. Griffin Osing, his 4th home run of the season, 12-0 Albie here. Top of the third inning, 9 runs across, and that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin struck out, but reached on the air. And in high school baseball and softball, on a third strike, if the catcher drops the ball, the runner can get down to first base if it's unoccupied, and that's what Austin did. Here comes the first offering to Austin Summers. A strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Austin, another kid that can really rip into the ball. You got to be patient at the plate. Here comes the 0-1 offering. He fouls it up and out of play. Got out in front on it, and that will move the spectators around. I like the get up of this place. I tell you, I like the setup. You can sit up on the on a little hillside around the first baseline behind the backstop. Gives a nice setting for spectators. People enjoy the contest. Here's a curveball, and this one holds up and stays upstairs. 3-run shot, Griffin Osing. Stretched the lead out to 12-0 here, top of the third inning. 9 runs across here. Toby Bailey on the mound. Brings a fastball. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and that changeup will fool Summers. He'll strike out for the third out of the inning. But a big inning it was for the Blue Demons. As I said, 9 runs across. They see 14 batters come to the plate. And Albie will take this 12-0 lead to the bottom half of the third inning. We go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon and South Central Conference Baseball on your sports leader, KIIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albie Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albie Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check. Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com, powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albee High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Big top half of the third inning for the Blue Demons. They get 11 runs across. I said 9. That was before the shot by Griffin Osing. 12-0 Blue Demons here. And that'll bring up number 7, Walker Adams. First baseman, strong right-handed batter, faces his pitching opponent, and Austin Summers says, here, take one off the backside. And Adams says, hey, I've had that before. And he'll walk down to the first base. That was a curveball that Austin left up and inside, and Adams took it off the backside. Adams will reach on the hit pitch, and that'll be Taylor Andrews, the third baseman. Runner first. Here comes the fastball. This one on the inside. That'll be ball one. 1-0 here. 12-0 Albee. First game of our doubleheader tonight. Adams gets the lead. Here's a ground ball towards short. And there'll be a little hesitation there as Ethan had a little bit of a time coming up with it, but able to come up with it in time to toss it over to his teammate Austin O'Leary for the force out at second, out number one. Fielder's choice for Taylor Andrews, and that'll bring up number 24, the catcher. That's Dylan. Dylan DeVinny. Yeah, wait, I'm smart enough to know better than that. Paul Henry run the board up here. He's the MC, the master on the mic, and the minstrel on the music. 1-0 count here. One away, bottom of the third inning. Here's a fastball, grounded right back towards the third base side. Summers comes over, long throw to first, not in time. That was a high chopper. It looked like it was going to go out towards the mound, but caromed away towards the third base line, stayed in the fair territory, and that'll be an infield single. Yeah, I don't think you could bunt the ball any better than that was a hit. Runners now first and second. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Lampe. Lampe started the ball game on the mound for the Indians. Mitch Lampe will stand in. Runners now first and second. One away, 12-0 Albee. Austin Summers on the mound. Blue Demons with a big top half of this inning. They got 11 runs across. Here's a look like maybe a little outside there. Austin brought a fastball. 1-0 count. Graver behind the plate. Luce over at first. O'Leary at second. Gray at short. Summers at third. Osing out in right field. Hastings in center. And Vic Sanders in left for the Blue Demons defensively. Here's a fastball. Call strike one. 1-1 the count. One away. Bottom of the third inning. Runners at first and second. Austin Summers looks back the runner at second base. And brings the offering. Swing and a foul ball back to the backstop. That'll move the count to 1-2. Well, chance here for the Indians if they can put a little rally together. Of course, Albee'd like to stop it right here. But in this conference, against the level of play that we play against, there is no safe lead. 12-0. Here's a swing and a miss, and that will be a strikeout. Throw down to first. Hold the runner back. Their base was occupied, so unlike Austin Summers, who had the fortunate drop third strike, He was able to get down to first, but the first base was unoccupied. This time there's a runner on, so that will go as a strikeout. Two gone here. Bottom of the third inning. Runners at first and second. Matt Blanchard, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. He struck out his first time at the plate. Runners at first and second. Here's a fastball grounded slowly towards third. Right down the line, picked up by Christian Summers. He'll hold the ball, get it back to his pitcher. Boy, a couple of infield singles at full swings that could, I'll tell you what, you'd be proud as a coach if you can get your guys to bunt like that. Right down the third baseline, and it hung into fair territory. Grass infield with the, cutout for the base path and around the base pass for the sand. Well-groomed, beautiful-looking field. But that time, that ball got out there on the sand and died down. So bases loaded here. The Indians with an opportunity to chip into the Albie lead. Austin Summers on the mound. Like to put this to a conclusion. Here's a fastball that's popped up into left field, right field. Shallow right field on for the catch is Griffin Osing, a running catch in right field by Osing. It was a little blooper hit behind the second baseman, but was wandering out there into right field, and Osing came on, made the catch for the third out of the inning. So the Blue Demons dodge a bullet there as the Indians had got the bases loaded, but Albie will take that 12-0 lead to the top of the fourth inning. We go when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the latest in precision farming capabilities, see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery 2350, Highway 23, Oskaloosa.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Glad to have you along tonight. Jason Summers saying hello, Southern Iowa. What a beautiful night for some baseball. And the last update that we had from Sheraton is that the Chargers are making a charging comeback against the Mustangs from Davis County. At the bottom of the third inning was 4-2, and we'll get an update on that one. But right here, in Osceola, South Central Conference battle on the extended version of 34. Of course, we know the 34 battle of 34 belongs to Albie and Sheraton. 25 miles to the west, our friends from Clark, Osceola. And the Indians find themselves here trailing our Blue Demons 12-0 as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Justin McKim will enter the contest. He'll come to the plate. I think he'll lead things off. Wait and see here. Justin McKim will come in. See where he enters the contest at. So Justin McKim will come in and hit for Christian Summers. And he'll face the right-handed pitcher, Toby Bailey. McKim stands in, the right-handed batter, senior. Looks out at Bailey. Bailey will bring the first offering of this fourth inning. Here's a fastball that stays down low. Ball one. Nothing Blue Demons. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. That one down low. And Justin gave it a chase. Couldn't come up with it. Bailey back on the rubber. Gets a sign from his catcher. And brings a 1-1 pitch to McKim. McKim ground ball. Sharply hit to third base. Picked up in foul territory. And that'll go foul and move the count to 1-2. Justin, a great story. Played Little League Baseball and then took a little reprieve from the game and decided his senior year, why not make it another run? And he's come out here and he's pitched some. He's played some really good minutes for the Blue Demons and done a good job of being a senior leader here. Here's a curveball. This one will stay down low. Ball two. 2-2 the count. Besides being a fine baseball player, he's even a better kid. 2-2 pitch here. Justin McKim leading things off. He's ground ball right at the middle. Picked up by the shortstop. Stops, turns, throws. And did he get him? He got him. What a play by the shortstop. Picked that one right up behind second base. McKim put a slow roller right up the middle of the field. That looked like a sure hit. And right there is Morris. Behind the bag, spins, does a 360, turns around, throws it to first, just in time for out number one. That's as fine a play you're going to see here in high school baseball. And that took away a single for McKim. So it was frustrating, and it is as a Blue Demon fan to have one of your players thrown out. Sometimes you just tip the old hat. Fine play out there, out one. 12-0 Albion, top of the fourth inning. Sanders at the plate. Vic. Ground ball, looked like it fouled off his foot, and it did. The home plate umpire quickly caught that. Sometimes that gets lost. But umpire with both hands up in the air as soon as that ball caromed off of Vic's inside foot. So Sanders will stand back in. 0-2 count here. Top of the fourth inning, one away. Here's a curveball, swing and a miss, and that will be out number two. Fooled Sanders on that one. I'll bring up Austin O'Leary. O'Leary's 0-for-1 tonight. Flew out to the shortstop. Picked up a walk in the third inning. Scored. And O'Leary here at the plate, his third appearance tonight. Here's a fastball. That one's called strike. Toby Bailey on the mound for the Indians. Two away, top of the fourth inning. Bailey with a changeup and the swing and a miss by O'Leary. 0-2. Look behind me and out the back door, and they're putting up new tennis courts. And a program that, here's a blooper into left field. The left fielder in, one hops it, but that'll fall in there for a single for O'Leary. And that'll bring up Hunter Hastings. O'Leary did a good job, was out in front on the pitch, but able to keep his hands back. Now, that sounds kind of difficult, but you get your front of your body out there on that pitch trying to get in front of it. And as he planted that front foot, kept his hands back and was able to keep the bat back and drop it out in the left field for a single. Here comes a curveball, and throw down to first, gets by the first baseman. That'll go into right field. O'Leary on his way down to second base. A quick move by the catcher, but with the base runner and the first baseman going back together at the same time, that's a difficult ball to come up with, and that goes into right field, sending O'Leary down to second. So Hastings with a chance here with two away to hit another run here for the Blue Demons. Here's a fastball. This one bouncing sharp towards third. It gets by the third baseman. O'Leary rounding third base. He'll have to stop it. The left fielder gets it in a hurry. Now runners again on the corners for the Blue Demons. Two away, and that'll bring up Ethan Gray. Abby with a big third inning. And that's been the difference, folks. 11 runs, though, in that third inning. Top of the fourth, two away. 12-0 Abby, top of the fourth inning, two away. Runners at the corner. Top of the fourth inning over in Sheraton. It's still 4-2 Davis County. Keep you updated, Charger fans. Top of the fifth inning, check that. Here's a pop fly into foul territory. The catcher over there slides, but not able to come up with it. Good hustle by the third baseman and the catcher. Almost came up with that. Style points, though. You know, it's always you slide in there and you check out the fans. I used to do that. It's the only time I got to play is when I go out and pick up the bat, and I'd slide in and bring it back to the dugout. And I always hated that because I'd spill my popcorn. 1-0 count here. Ethan Gray at the plate. Runners at the corners. Two gone. Top of the fourth inning. A curveball hangs upstairs. Stays outside. 1-1 the count. Albia with the 12-0 lead here. Like to get a two-out rally going. Bailey on the mound. Gets a sign from his catcher. Brings the offering. Here's a shot into left center field. The center fielder gathers it up. Lines it up and hauls it in for the third out of the inning. So the Blue Demons leave a couple of runners stranded and will go to the bottom half of the fourth inning with Albia out in front 12-0. When we come back to this extended version of the Battle of Highway 34, back to Blue Demon and South Central Conference Baseball after this timeout.
Quality Power Sports is your place for boat and jet ski rentals on Lake Rathbun. Enjoy all the fun of boating without any of the hassles of boat ownership by renting from Quality Power Sports. We have pontoons, personal watercraft, and ski boats for your enjoyment at the lake. Just call 932-BOAT, that's 932-2628, to reserve your summer fun or stop by the dock at the Honey Creek Resort. Quality Power Sports is your source for summer fun on Lake Rathbun.
When you hot, you hot!
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bottom of the fourth inning, I'll be out in front 12-0 here. Last update from Sheraton, Davis County, out in front 4-2. That was in the top of the fifth inning. Colin Morris stand in. Righty on righty. Here's a fastball down low. Ball one. Austin Summers on the mound for the Blue Demons. And I'll gather this in. He had a couple of hits he gave in the last inning, but he's got a three-hit shutout going. Here's a pitch fastball. This one misses outside. 2-0 count. The big difference in this ball game is a big third inning. Otherwise, this is Nick and Tuck. Here's a fastball. This one misses outside as well. So 3-0 count here on Morris. Morris, a sophomore. We'll be calling his name a few more times over the next few years. Here's a called strike one. Austin Summers brings around the pitch. Offering, swing and a miss, strike two. Austin has always had a strong fastball, but over this season has started to develop a couple of changeups. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Austin coming back after a 3-0 count to get Morris with the strikeout for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up the pitcher, Toby Bailey. Bailey reached his first time at plate.
The pitcher, number 12, Toby Bailey.
Bailey, senior on senior. First pitch, strike one. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. Summers will bring the 0-1 offering. This one will stay outside and move the count to 1-1. 12-0 Albia, top of the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth inning. Check that. First game of a doubleheader tonight. Austin Summers will bring the 1-1 pitch. Here's a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Take all the way there, and that'll be strike two. 1-2 here. Sometimes I get my, Paul Henry running the board. He's got to watch me because I can get off just a little now and then. As all of you back listening in Southern Iowa will validate that. 1-2 pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll be the second out of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts by Austin Summers, and that'll bring up David May, the left fielder. May, another senior.
Let's play for Clark, number four, left fielder, David May.
Austin Summers on the mound. Brings a fastball. This one called strike one. Johnson bringing a little heat to his pitches. Brings the next offering. Changes elevations, changes the trajectory of the ball. Goes a little sidearm on it, puts it by for strike two. 0-2 count here, two gone, bottom of the fourth inning. May at the plate. The left fielder waits for the delivery. Here's a fastball, and that's going to be called strike three. So Austin Summers, after going behind 3-0 on Colin Morris, comes back and strikes out the sides here to end this fourth inning. We'll come back to the top of the fifth. We go. Albie with a 12-0 lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images. You get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union is offering boat and RV loans as low as 4.99% APR. We're also introducing longer terms, including fixed 10 and 15-year options. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a boat or RV, lock in a rate as low as 4.99% APR. Hurry into your local branch and get a lower rate and lower monthly payments for your summer fun. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Big third inning separates these two teams. 12-0 Albia, 11 runs across in the third, and Albia trying to hold on here in this first game of our doubleheader. Gabe Graver comes to the plate. That one goes up and over the top of this press box. Gravert scored a couple of runs in that big third inning. Here's a changeup. This one hit between the shortstop and the third baseman out in the left field. Gabe takes it the other way, and that will be a leadoff single for Gravert. Bring up the first baseman, Austin Luce. Austin also scored twice in that third inning. Bailey on the mound. Runner over at first base, Gabe Graver. Let's see if we'll get a courtesy runner in here. We will, as Aaron Ambrose will come in and run. Aaron, a part of a big sophomore class for Albia. It's going to make a lot of noise over the years. Aaron, a great kid, good ball player. I know he's doing some good things in the JV ranks as well, getting some moments out here in the varsity level to hone in his skills. Nobody out, one runner on. Just underway, top of the fifth inning. Austin Luce looks at the first pitch, fall outside, ball one. Again, last update from Sheraton was 4-2 Davis County, top of the fifth inning. We'll keep you updated there. Here's a ground ball hit towards third, and that'll go from foul territory. A check swing there by Austin Luce, but the pitch was up and in. And Luce, as he checked his swing, turned his body, and the bat went right into the ball. And that was about the only time I got a hit in high school. It's when the pitcher threw the ball at my bat. 1-1 count here. Luce, pop fly on the infield. Pitcher calling for it, and this one will be gobbled up by the pitcher, Bailey, for the first out of this inning. One away, runner at first base. Gabe Graver led things off with the single. He's got Aaron Ambrose out there running for him. The catcher allowed a courtesy runner. So F1 in the old scorebook if you're keeping track at home. That'll bring up Griffin Osing. Osing with a three-run shot. Scored twice in that third inning, including that home run. Here's a curveball. Griffin swings through this one, strike one. Runner at first, look back by Bailey. Top of the fifth inning, 12-0 Albie. Here's another curveball. This one hangs inside. That'll go for a ball. 1-1 the count. Bailey with a Throw a curveball. Little off speed on his pitch. Here's a shot towards the gap between the third baseman and the shortstop that rolls through. That'll be a single for Osing. Runners now at first and second, one away, and that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin has gone the distance on the mound for the Blue Demons, struck out the side in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He's got a two-hit shutout going. Austin's done a good job on the mound all year long. Austin at the plate. Chance to help himself out. Here comes the fastball upstairs. Ball one. One away. Top of the fifth inning. Summers looks at a pitch. That one's called strike. 1-1 count here. The sun dropping down right into Paul in my face here. Getting a little sun. Here's a shot in the center fielder. Center fielder in. Grabs it on a one hop. And that will load the bases up. And bring up Justin McKim. So three straight there. Three hits by the Blue Demons. One away. Bases loaded. Just coming in, same score over in Sheraton, 4-2, top of the sixth inning. So a big sixth inning coming up for Sheraton. You know they're going to give them a run. Runners on the bases. Here's a shot by McKim into left field, hooking foul. Got underneath that one, got it up in the air, and that'll be a foul ball. So Justin with the chance to knock some runs in here for the Blue Demons. 12-0 Albia. Top of the fifth inning, one away. The base is loaded. Senior Justin McKim at the plate. Oh-1 count here. Curveball. This one goes across. Strike two. One out. Base is loaded here for McKim. Bailey looks back the runners, looks him back, and chases him back with a throw to third base. He'll get the ball back from his third baseman, go back on the mound, and get set up here to bring an 0-2 delivery. Again, paused by Bailey. Brings the 0-2 pitch down low in the dirt. Knocked down by the catcher, and that'll move the count to 1-2. Albia. Got a timeout called. And the catcher will go out and talk to his pitcher. Devaney, the catcher. I hope I got that right. I've been trying to set it up. Devaney, that's what I meant. Paul trying to keep me in track here. He's got his hands full. Devaney, the catcher. Tall catcher. He probably breaks the mold for the stature of most catchers. Looks like he goes about 6'2", maybe. Tall. Doing a good job back there. 1-2 pitch. This one hangs outside. Just misses. Ball two. 2-2 count here. One away. Bases loaded for the Blue Demons. Top of the fifth inning. 12-0 Albia. Blue Demons like to put together another big inning here. No lead is safe in South Central Conference Baseball. Here's a pop fly on the infield going foul. And third baseman over in foul territory. Can't come up with it. Send McKim back, grabs his bat, shakes it around a little bit, get himself all loosened up and ready to go again. We'll stay at 2-2 here. One away, and the base is juiced. An opportunity here for Justin McKim to knock a few runs in here. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and that is called strike three. Boy, that was a big curveball that hung over the plate, and that'll be the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Hugh Sinclair. Sinclair will enter the contest. Hugh Sinclair will come in for Vic Sanders. We'll see if he'll enter the defensive alignment, but you will bat for Vic Sanders. And the umpire will get the change. 2 for 11. Sounds like a great deal on a pair of tires or something. Hugh Sinclair comes in. Bases loaded here for the Blue Demons. 12-0 Albie Topper for the fifth inning. Summers at first. Hosing at second. And Gravert over at third base. Aaron Ambrose running for Gravert. So here comes the first offering. That one down in the dirt. Ball one. You really put together. Great athlete. Tremendous athlete. And he's going to have a huge wrestling season and football season coming up here in his junior year. Here's a pitch upstairs. Ball two. You unfortunately got hurt in the middle of the wrestling season, or otherwise I firmly believe he would have went to state. 2-0 pitch. Another curveball. Boy, I'll tell you what, Bailey is able to bring a little break to his curveball. 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss, strike two. 2-2 count here, two gone. Top of the fifth inning, bases loaded for the Blue Demons. Bailey would like to work his way out of it here, but Hugh Sinclair at the plate, like to help his teammates out, extend this lead. Here comes a changeup, swing and a miss, and gets a piece of it. Fouled it off. Bailey doing a good job of mixing his pitches up, really bringing the batters off balance here the last couple of batters. Two away, base loaded, and a 2-2 pitch on its way. Bailey will come out of the windup, brings a pitch. Pitch down low, call strike three, and that will be the third out of the inning. So Bailey did a great job of coming back there. The Blue Demons lead the bases loaded. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning with or the bottom of the fifth inning. Albie out in front 12-0 here. This could be, if Albie can hold on here, get the 10-run rule at the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Blue Demons could get a win here in this first game of our doubleheader. We'll find out when we come back. Back to Blue Demon baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
You're listening to 96.7 KIIC downtown Albia, Iowa. We're broadcasting live from Osceola, home of the Clark Indians, and South Central Conference rivalry. Albia and Clark going out of here. Albia on front 12-0. You're listening to this broadcast in high fidelity all over southern Iowa with that nice big tower that was just erected to booming out across a beautiful lake and heartland of southern Iowa. We're glad to have you along on this sun-soaked Thursday evening. Second day of summer, and boy, I couldn't ask for a better night for some baseball. Albie with a big third inning. They got 11 runs across, and they have a 12-0 lead here as we enter this bottom half of the fifth inning. 0-1 count to Walker Adams. Big, strong right-handed batter at the plate. Austin Summers brings a pitch, leaves this one down low, and that'll be ball one. And had this broadcaster been just a little more prepared tonight and not chasing his tail like a normal evening, he would have remembered to bring his stats that are left prominently on his desk. Well, if anyone's driving by Johnson Insurance on the north side of the Albie Square and you're wondering how these batters are doing on the season, you can stop by, and if you can find it amongst my high stack on my desk, you'll get your results. But for tonight, we'll make up what we don't have. So Walker Adams, 500 on the season. I'm sure he appreciates me giving him a little extra something. 1-2 pitch, misses on the outside corner, ball two, 2-2. 12-0 Blue Demons. Top of the sixth inning over in Sheraton. 4-2 is the score. Last update. We're coming in. Scott Fry back on the board. Best board operator in the business. Just put a little plug in my ear that they are moving to the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-2. Chargers, we're rooting for you over here in Osceola.
Now by number three, third baseman Taylor.
That's not because we don't like the Mustangs. Just we like the Chargers. 12-0 pitch. 12-0 lead here by the Blue Demons. First offering to Taylor Andrew, third baseman. Changes in the defensive line before the Blue Demons. Let's get that Drew Schofield entered the contest. He's playing first base. Hugh Sinclair entered the contest, playing out in left field. Justin McKim over at third base. Austin Summers has went the distance here. He's got a three-hit shutout going. Here's a ball down low, ball three. 3-0 count here to Taylor Andrew. One away, bottom of the fifth inning. Albie can hold on here. Can pick up the W in this first game of our doubleheader. And all these conference games, difficult to get W. So you are very thankful when one comes your way. Here's a pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Be interesting to see how these teams in the South Central Conference, you know, how they're going to fare in the tournament action. Because they're beating up on each other throughout the regular season. Here's a foul ball. Went down to Centerville the other night, seen how they play. What a fantastic program. They always have a good program down there. Davis County earlier this week. And nearly got another win against Davis County. Here's a blooper into center field, or behind second base. And right there is Ethan Gray at the edge of the grass. And he calls off his second baseman, reaches out and grabs it for out number two. Two gone here, bottom of the fifth inning. The Indians down to their last out. If Albie can come up with an out here, then Albie will get the win. DeVinny at the plate. Dylan DeVinny, the catcher. Here's a first pitch, a changeup. It's Austin Summers. Goes a little sidearm, takes something off of that one. Strike one. As I mentioned earlier, Austin has always had a strong fastball. It was the change in speed and direction. Nobody out, the potential winning run at the plate for the Chargers. Here's a swing and a miss. So the Chargers with a chance to come back here against Davis County. And we'll have that update here. We'll just keep you posted. Scott Fry's in my ear as he keeps track with the reporters on the scene. Here's a fastball down low. 1-2 now. Two gone. Bottom of the fifth. But over in Sheraton, the Chargers trying to come back against the Mustangs, give them their first loss in 53 games. A 52-game winning streak by the Mustangs is in jeopardy over in Sheraton. The Chargers came into the bottom of the sixth inning, the final inning in that doubleheader, trailing 4-2, but the go-ahead run is at the plate, the winning run. Here's a fastball outside. That moves the count to full. So the catcher, the tall catcher here for Indians, will have the payoff pitch right here. Here's a fastball drilled into left field. Coming in to Sinclair, makes a diving attempt and comes up with it. And that'll be a dramatic out for the final out of the ball game. And the Blue Demons will get the first game of this doubleheader, 12-0. And we're going to keep her right here and try to break down these results, but also to try to get you updated with the score from Sheraton. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back here. Scott Fry is going to talk with me while we're in, do the commercial break, set things up when we come back for our second game of our doubleheader tonight. The Blue Demons get the first one, a big third inning, and Albia gets 11 across in the third. They'll finish this opening game 12-0 when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Ottumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
I'm 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make it 50, bit of wrong, 50, now.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Twelve nothing Albia in the first game of our doubleheader tonight. Albia on the road all the way over to Osceola, taking on the Clark Indians, and the Blue Demons get a big third inning, 11 runs across in that third inning. And Griffin Osing with a three-run shot kind of capped that inning off for the Blue Demons. Albia got 12 runs on seven hits. So very efficient at the plate were the Blue Demons tonight, taking advantage of the base runners. But yet when you look down at the book, you say 12 runs on seven hits. But you also see in that some missed opportunities, as hard as it is to say that you got 12 runs across. But Albia left seven runners stranded, including a base loaded twice. So the Blue Demons get the big win and get the offense going, particularly in that third inning, 12-0 Albia. Lost in that big offensive performance, though, is a great job on the mound by senior Austin Summers. He threw a three-hit shutout, striking eight Indians out, and the Blue Demons do get this first game 12-0. And that'll set things up for a nice nightcap here as the sun continues to... Okay, folks, I'm getting in my ear that 4-3... Now that Sheraton has scored, there must be a runner at third base, first and third. Still one away. And the Chargers have come back first and second, the runners. 4-3, Sheraton. Down by one run. The Davis County Mustangs hanging on to a 52-game winning streak. They got their first game tonight over the Chargers, winning 1-0. But Sheraton in a comeback here, bottom of the sixth inning. And a game that that we're following, we got people on the scene trying to keep us updated, and we're going to try to keep it right here as that gets into dramatic style over in Sheraton. It's 4-3 with the one out, runners at first and second. And Scotty, if you want to feed me in the headset, who's at the plate for the Chargers, we'll let everyone know. We'll give you the old fashioned broadcast method. Jim Zabala, got to know him over the years and talk about the days when he would broadcast. Two outs for Sheraton, so they must have just gotten out here. But runners at first and second, so the tying run at second base for the Chargers, the winning run at first. With two gone, bottom of the sixth inning, 4-3 Sheraton. Davis County had taken a 4-0 lead into the fifth inning. And then the Chargers coming back, got two runs in the fifth, and then have come back here and had trimmed the lead down to just 4-3. But the Chargers down to their final out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And another dramatic South Central Conference matchup. And this is going to go right down, as you see here, folks. The Chargers, I knew it. I knew that this is a very good team. Jake Schroeder, an outstanding coach. Folkert's at the plate for the Chargers. So that is Todd Folkert's son. Got the old Albia connection going there. So let's hope a little Albia blood can help come through for the Chargers. Runners at first and second, two away. Bottom of the sixth inning. And unfortunately, as I get it across the wire here, the Chargers will fall to Davis County. Davis County, what an outstanding season. An unbelievable run the Mustangs have put together. They get by and get the win, but the Chargers, as I expected, no quit in that Charger baseball team. You Sheraton fans have an outstanding program over there and a great coach, and Jake Schroeder and the Chargers come back after trailing 4-0 to the Mustangs. Number one rated team in the state, folks, and they are no fluke. And the Chargers do fall short 4-3 in that second game, and they lost the first one 1-0. So 2 1-run games, and the Mustangs will be undefeated as we get that update. I want to thank our friends that are relaying those messages in to the board and Scotty Fry back at the KIC studios, who keeping us updated as we will try to keep you updated all season long on the Chargers. And the Big Red and the Blue Demons and the Rockets, all of South Central Conference baseball as we go throughout this summer season.